It's Radio Kerry 96 to 98 FM. Welcome along to Solihull Saturday with myself, Brian Hurley, as we enjoy a special programme. It's not often we have guests in studio, but we have this evening. They've graced me with their presence. Two legends in Irish music. Let me tell you about the music we've just played so far. Probably, well, you know, the Miami, Fran Tull and the Miami. Clap your hands, you've just heard. And starting off Solihull Saturday this evening, we had the Horslips and Trouble with a capital T. Reason being, we have in studio from the Horslips, Mr. Johnny Feen, and from the Miami, Mr. Steve Travers. Guys, you're very welcome to Solihull Saturday and to Radio Kerry.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
How are you this evening?
Good.
Pretty good, yeah.
What are you up to tonight?
Well, we're doing a little gig out in Castle Gregory in Ned Netterjack's. Lovely spot, actually. I haven't been there before myself, you know, but yeah, so we're rocking on out there tonight.
Yeah. You've been to the Kingdom a few times, Johnny. You've played there on numerous occasions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah, over the years, yeah.
And you always do get a good response down these parts.
Always, yeah, always. In Kerry, I was going to say, yeah, I mean, Horslips always got a great, you know, great response in Kerry, yeah.
Tell us about the first track we did play from the Horslips, Trouble with the Capital T. Does that, is that you?
Yeah, that is me. it's me singing the song. That particular track is featured on an album called The Book of Invasions. It became a single and a fairly big hit for the band.
Mm.
It was one of the most popular numbers, like, in the set, like, when the band was playing live, and always went down, like, really
yeah, well. And it still gets tremendous airplay in on.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the one that I hear most, you know, like, but,
yeah,
you know, and then, like, the other obvious one is Jerry Doom, of course, as well, like, you know, but those two, another one, Guests of the Nation, is one I hear.
Yeah.
Quite a bit as well.
Well, we will get to play some more Horslips as the programme goes on. The lads have graces for the next 2 hours as we enjoy four decades of music. We're taking you through the 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s, Steve.
Yeah.
Is it all relevant to you?
Well, I was there. For better or for worse.
Steve, the Miami, clap your hands. Now, to be honest, it's probably the first time I've ever played it, and I've only probably heard it once or twice ever. It's before my time.
Of course.
But would you call it the main track from the Miami, or the best known track, or?
Well, the Miami had such a long lifespan, but sure, it's sort of indicative of what the Miami was all about. Good time, great fun, everybody clapping their hands, jumping up and down.
Mm-hmm.
And Fran was such a wonderful man with the audience. He'd get them to participate, and I remember night after night, every single night, we'd do that number and the crowds would stomp their feet and jump up their feet and jump up and down. And wonderful, brings back memories. I haven't heard it for a long time.
Mm. Excellent. So you're with us until 8 o'clock. We're going to open the phone lines now if anyone wants to give Johnny or Steve a question this evening. You're willing to give us a call. 0667123666 is the number. Or you can text in your question, 0868 96 97 98. It is Radio Kerry's Solihull Saturday, and we are here until 8 o'clock. Coming up next, we're going to play some classic Beach Boys. Classic Beach Boys on Radio Kerry's Solihull Saturday. God only knows. Johnny brings back fond memories for you. One of your favourites.
Absolutely, Brian. Yeah. I think it's possibly the best sort of love song ever written. It's just beautiful. Carl Winslow's voice is just incredible, you know.
Mm.
And the funny thing about Carl wasn't really the lead singer in the Beach Boys, but for some reason he was selected because he was the one that did all the really falsetto, the high harmonies, and he was selected to do that song, and just anybody else wouldn't have made it.
It wouldn't be the same.
Fantastic, yeah. And the arrangements, the whole arrangement of the song.
Yes, you were admiring the bass playing on Steve.
Sure, yeah. One of the biggest influences on my playing was a lady called Carol Kay, and she was actually a housewife who decided to take up the electric bass when most recordings were done with a double bass, and she did the famous lines on Good Vibrations and just an incredible player. She influenced so many people, herself and another bass player called James Demerson, who would have done the same for Tamla Motown.
Yeah. And speaking of influences, Johnny, who was your main influence when you were getting into the music industry? Now, you started as a teenager.
As a teenager, yeah. In the early years, I mean, really, I mean, the Beatles were the beginning. Well, there was, I mean, I think Presley, Elvis Presley was the real beginning, you know, like rock and roll in the 50s. But
yeah.
I think when the Beatles happened in 63 or whatever, that really was for, I think I was probably 12. Or something, you know, at that stage, you know.
And was it that stage that you took up the guitar for the first?
Yeah, that's when I, you know, yeah. I mean, I think I about maybe 2 years before, I got my guitar for Christmas, you know, kind of thing. But it was when the Beatles came along that it all seemed to make so, you know what I mean? You heard, I Want to Hold Your Hand and Please Please Me, you know, it really sort of like, fueled you up into a, you know, God, yeah, I really have to do, you know, gotta do this.
It was a way of getting a girlfriend, wasn't it?
But mind you, I was a little bit young at the time, but it was kind of, you were starting to think along those lines, really.
And then as you went into your late teens, Johnny, what was it that you listened to that you got inspiration for?
Yeah,
from?
Through the 60s, I mean, like the Beatles, like were the beginning, and they were so fantastic, the Beatles. You know? But then you had the Stones, and then into 65, then 66, you had the sort of the rhythm and blues, kind of happening, and you groups like Small Faces and Spencer Davis, you know,
yeah.
And all that was an interest. There were great groups, fantastic mm-hmm. groups, and then around 67, of course. Jimi Hendrix came along, and that was just like unbelievable and totally. The guitar playing changed.
Yeah.
What he was doing, you know, was just impossible for somebody like me. But to try and aspire to something like that, it was fantastic.
And what took you down the blues route, Johnny? Because it does mean a lot to you. And
it does an awful lot. Yeah, I grew up. Partly in Limerick, and I grew up in Shannon. Which is a very young town at the time, and the unique thing about Shannon Airport, like Shannon, and was that there was an awful lot of different nationalities living in Shannon, and I actually got to hear Tamla Motown stuff, I think possibly before anybody in Ireland had ever heard, you know, because the kids that were American kids used to get sent over.
Albums
and singles from America from there, you know, and they have little youth club parties in Shannon, and I actually got to hear the Supremes, possibly. You know, I mean, I'm not making any claim, but it was like 1963 or 4 or something, you know, but there was that, and like the blues thing sort of started out of a folk club in Shannon as well. There was kind of a folk club running, and there was a few friends, so we were into the Stones, you know, we loved the Stones as well. And we knew, like, a guy had a couple of these strange albums, we hadn't really heard the blues, you know, sort of thing, but we said we better check it out, like, so. And, like, he was playing, like, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that was a total revelation, you know, for the first time.
The blues didn't have prominence in Ireland.
No, not at all, you know. It would only be, it was a very select, wouldn't Steve, like, and especially in 65, you know, 1965, it would be only the very few, I suppose, would have, possibly in Dublin, maybe, it might have had, a bit of a thing going, but like certainly in Shannon or Limerick, it wouldn't. But that's how I started. You know, I got very interested in the guitar playing thing in the blues. Like really interested me what the guys were doing. You know.
Yeah, we're going to play a track that you've picked out for us, Johnny. It's John Mayall with Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton, yeah.
And it's All Your Life. Do you want to tell us
All Your Love? Yeah.
Your Love, and I can't even read the CD in front of me.
Yeah.
Can you tell us?
That particular album was a huge influence on nearly every guitar player who's around today. It was a huge influence, you know. It was the first, when Eric Clapton joined John Mayall's Blues Breakers, that was a huge break, you know. Nobody had ever done what Clapton did on the guitar. That was a huge breakthrough. So it was a learning curve for every, you know. I mean, if you could learn to play anything like what Clapton was doing and the sound he was getting, was like, just, you know, it was fantastic. So, and that was, again, like, you know, that was the British blues boom, it very much had an influence on a lot of guitar players as well.
Here it is, Radio Kerry's Solid Gold Saturday. Welcome back to the show. It's Brian Hurley sitting in with Johnny Fien of the Horse Lips and Steve Travers of the Miami. Now, we've got a caller on the line. We want to say good evening to Brendan Cahill. Brendan, how are you?
Good evening, Brian. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Whereabouts are you, Brendan?
I'm, would you believe, midway between Limerick and Nina at the moment, Brian. I'm receiving Radio Kerry loud and clear.
Well, that's the main thing, isn't it?
So your influence is far flung, my dear man. Where I'm heading home to down between Carrick and Shore and Clonmel down south to Berwick, maybe a part of the country. Steve might be somewhat familiar with as well.
Steve's part of the country. Here's Steve.
How are you, Brendan?
Steve, and how are you, sir?
Very well, thanks. And
hello to Johnny there as well. No, I just wanted to say very quickly, lads, I mean, as somebody who almost matured back in the 70s, you know, there's a huge amount of thanks due to you guys for a lot of good music over a lot of years.
Thanks, Brendan.
Thanks very much.
And I'm sure the tales there that like me. Particularly, I mean, I was probably a Horslips fan, maybe right. More so than the Miami, but the history of the Miami and all you went through, guys, you know, big stuff.
And what was it, from the Horslips, what would be your favourite, Brendan? Favourite track?
Stuff like the Tawn, I mean, any of it, you know, I wouldn't start selecting one better than another, massive stuff.
Yeah.
Massive stuff, really. But, you know, I mean, roll back the memories. But, you know, jingle back to Fano Tule and all that. I mean, Steve, can I remember, maybe after your the famous incident or whatever, a night when you came back on stage in Carrick and Shore for the first night back, would that be right?
It would have been in or about the first week. The first night back was in Sea Point in Galway.
And then
I remember that being, for the crowd that night, quite emotional.
It was, yeah. It was great. It was great to be back. Great to be alive. Especially in Carrick and Shore, I was born and reared there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the things that fell us here for the music, that's going a lot further. But anyway, but great stuff. Great to hear you, lads.
Thanks very much, Brendan.
And good that you're still putting it out there as well.
Doing a bit, as I say. Doing a bit.
Can I go off the rails a little bit, Brian?
Sorry?
Can I go off the rails just a little bit?
Well, why not? You've come this far.
Well, this is only a money-making opportunity maybe for the lads. Oh. Do you remember some years ago, they wanted a new national anthem for the kind of to cover the Irish rugby team?
They did, yeah.
Happy.
Right.
With the one we had, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of, in the back of my mind, I sure never told anybody, you know, I kind of thought trouble would be a madness.
Would be.
If you put in Ireland, you see, instead of trouble.
Yeah.
You know.
You might have something there, Brendan. Actually.
Listen, I'm boring.
No, you're Brendan, thanks very much for the call.
Can I say one last thing, Brian?
You can. Yep.
I mean, when I say this, and somebody tells out they like me, that you know, Horslips kind of were an originator of music. And maybe the Miami mightn't have been considered, you know, of maybe the same original stuff all else. Well, is there anything in that?
Yeah, Brendan, I would say that Fran O'Toole was just about to embark on a massive career in the U.S.
Yes.
And unfortunately, that was cut short. But yeah, if you listen
to his original material,
it's fabulous.
What I've been trying to just follow on by saying that is that maybe when you talk about the crowds you were playing for, you know, a lot of the time people heard what Steve was talking about, what he heard maybe coming from the States. Most people didn't get a chance to hear that kind of thing. So they only want to hear what they heard on radio.
On the radio,
that you had no choices but to try and repeat that or you wouldn't get the dates.
Yeah, yeah. That's Brendan, I'm going to have to cut you short, Brendan, because we have so much to get through.
Cut me short, you've given me a hint. See you around the next bend somewhere.
Take care, Brendan.
Right, Brendan.
Bye for now.
Thanks very much for that. That was a nice call for you guys. We're going to go back to the music fairly rapidly. Something you've picked out for us this time, Steve.
Yeah, again, from a bass player's point of view, there's a riff in this next number by the Rolling Stones. And for some strange reason, the Stones got one of the best rhythm and blues sounds of any band, because the whole English thing took it up with a vengeance. And if you listen to the riff, there's a bass riff that sort of runs on. We all thought when we were kids that all you had to do was hold your finger at the top and just slide down.
Slide down the string and you were there, yeah.
So everybody could play this one. So
you're still trying then.
So I would suggest, yes, you can try this at home if you want. Yeah. It's an easy one.